Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Another point of friction between China and the U.S. is that TikTok ban that easily passed through Congress this week. The law will block the app if parent company ByteDance doesn't sell it first. Lawmakers are worried the Chinese government is using TikTok to access the personal data of its American users. But there's one complication here. ByteDance says it has no intention of selling. So what does this mean for the 170 million people who use TikTok in the United States? Dean Ball is a research fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center. Dean, welcome. This looks like a showdown. If ByteDance doesn't sell, what happens next?
Well, when President Biden signed the bill to force the divestiture this week, a timeline started, a countdown started. And sometime in early 2025, the company would theoretically be forced to either divest or be banned from the United States, in essence. Now, I suspect that in reality, there will be litigation. And I think that ByteDance and TikTok's next move is probably to bring a lawsuit within the coming days.
Okay, so let's run through a few scenarios here. As you said, likely to be very high-profile legal challenges on the grounds, for one, that a forced sale would violate a First Amendment right to free expression. What do you think? Is there an argument to make there?
Yeah, so we actually have a little bit of precedent to draw on here because the state of Montana, about a year ago, passed a similar bill to ban TikTok for all users within the state of Montana. This went to federal court, and the primary challenge that TikTok laid there was based on First Amendment grounds. The judge there did find that TikTok had a compelling First Amendment case, and that litigation is, in fact, still ongoing.
I understand that lawyers are preparing lawsuits by recruiting some of the many millions of influencers and creators on TikTok who make a living on this platform. What does this conflict mean for them and their livelihoods?
Yeah, well, I think there really are two questions here. When it comes to the First Amendment aspect, there's TikTok's First Amendment rights. Companies in the United States do have constitutional rights. And then there are the users of TikTok's constitutional rights to express themselves on the TikTok platform. Now, the practical truth is that companies like YouTube and Meta via Instagram have competing products that are very similar to TikTok that I think a lot of these folks will probably migrate to. But there will certainly be a lot of people whose livelihoods are impacted by this, a lot of Americans.
Let's get to some of these practical questions. Let's say the lawsuits fail. The ban goes through. How does that play out? I mean, would the app just vanish from app stores and it would be impossible to access in the United States?
So what would happen would be that you would no longer be able to download the TikTok app on the U.S. App Store. Now, if you have the TikTok app on your phone, it's not going to go away even after the ban goes into effect. In reality, I would expect that TikTok will deactivate the service in compliance with the U.S. law. But in theory, they could not do that, and the app would still work, but there'd be no way to update it, to do things like bug fixes, software updates, things like that. So eventually, the app would break either way.
Yeah, we know China says it will not sell. But on the other side of that, who would be interested and able to buy TikTok?
It's a great question. It doesn't have to necessarily be an American company. The bill only requires that it be divested to somebody who is not part of a foreign adversary country. I would think that the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and other federal regulators would not look kindly on a company like Meta, Facebook, or Google, or Microsoft buying this company, because these companies already have a lot of power. But again, the Chinese have also said that they don't plan to sell, or ByteDance has said that it has no plans to sell the app. That could change.
It's so interesting. We're talking about a social media platform that's, you know, known for its more than its, you know, funny dances, of course, by now. But it's raising really big, important questions, because up until now, the U.S. government has largely left the management of the internet up to large firms like Apple, Google. Do you think what we're talking about, this law, could fundamentally shift who has authority to govern the internet?
I do. I think that this is the beginning, potentially, of a sort of a new stage in the governance of the internet. Right now, as you say, Apple and Google exert a lot of power. While a lot of politicians have expressed anger over the amount of power that Apple and Google have over their app stores in particular. This bill relies on that power in order to exercise the bill's mechanism. It would be much, much harder for this ban to actually work in practice if we had a regulatory system similar to what the European Union just set up with the Digital Markets Act. These are ideas that would require Apple and Google to allow people to download apps outside of the App Store mechanism through third-party app stores or directly from a website. And that might be great for competition and freedom, but there's a security trade-off to be sure. And this bill kind of hits that pressure point precisely, I think.
Dean Ball is a research fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center talking about the future of TikTok for the 170 million people in this country who use the platform. Dean, thank you so much.
Thank you.